becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is entitled The Cosmic Manifestation. We're in chapter 4, which is called The Process of Creation. And today's text is number 16. Vichakshana Yach Charano Pasadanat Sangam Vyarasyopayato Anta Atmana Vindati Hi Brahma Gatim Gata Klamas Tasmai Subhadra Shabase Namo Namaha Vichakshanaya Charano Pasadanat Sangam Vyadasyo Payaton Taratmanah Vindantihi Brahmagatin Gataklamas Tasmai Subhadra Shavase Namo Namaha Vichakshanaya Charano Pasadanat Sangam virasyo bhayaton taratmanah Vindantihi brahmagatin gataklamas Tasmai subhadra shavase namo namaha Vichakshanaya charano pasadanat Sangam virasyo bhayanton taratmanah Vindantihi brahmagatin gataklamas Tasmai subhadra shavase namo namaha Please chant. Vidantihi brahmagatim gataklamas Tasmai subhadra shavase namo namaha Vichakshana yashano pasadana Vindantihi brahmagatim gataklamas Tasmai subhadra shavase namo namaha Vichakshanaya charano prasadana Vaishnavis. Vichakshanaya charano pasadanat Sangang vedasyo bhayaton taratmanah vindantihi ramagatin gatakvamas. Tasmai subhadra shavase namo namah. Okay. Synonyms. Vichakshanaha. Highly intellectual. Yet, whose? Charana upasadanat. Simply dedicating oneself unto the lotus feet. Sangam, attachment. Vyudasya, giving up completely. Upayataha, for present and future existence. Antakatmanaha, of the heart and soul. Vindanti, moves progressively. He, certainly. Brahmagatim, towards spiritual existence. Gatakamaha, without difficulty. Tasmai, unto him. Subhadra, all auspicious. Shavase, unto one who is heard. Namaha, my due obeisances. Namaha, again and again. So, Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna. The highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachments to present and future existences, and without difficulty progress toward spiritual existence. Please repeat. Let me offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna. The highly intellectual, simply by surrendering unto his lotus feet, are relieved of all attachments to present and future existences, and without difficulty progress towards spiritual existence. To the prophet's purport, Lord Sri Krishna has repeatedly instructed Arjuna, or for that matter, everyone concerned with becoming his unalloyed devotee. In the last phase of his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 64 through 66, he instructed most confidentially as follows. Sarva goyatamang bhuyak shrinu me paramang vachaha ishto sime jirangiti tato bhakshyami te hitam manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru mamai vaishyasi satyang te pratijane priyosime sarva dharman parityajya mame kam sharanam vraja ahang tvam sarva papevyo mokshayishyami mashachaha. And those verses translate as follows. My dear Arjuna, you are very dear to me, and therefore only for your good I will disclose the most secret part of my instructions. It is simply this. Become a pure devotee of mine and give yourself unto me only, and I promise you full spiritual existence by which you may gain the eternal right of transcendental loving service unto me. Just give up all other ways of religiosity and exclusively surrender unto me, and believe that I will protect you from your sinful acts and I shall deliver you. Do not worry anymore. End of translation. Persons who are intelligent take serious notice of this last instruction of the Lord. Knowledge of the self is the first step in spiritual realization, which is called confidential knowledge. And a step further is God realization, which is called more confidential knowledge. The culmination of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is God realization, and when one attains this stage of God realization, he naturally, voluntarily becomes a devotee of the Lord to render him loving transcendental service. This devotional service to the Lord is always based on love of God and is distinct from the nature of routine service as prescribed in Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, or Dhyana Yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are different instructions for such men of different categories. And there are various descriptions for Varnashram Dharma, Sannyas Dharma, Yati Dharma, the renounced order of life, controlling the senses, meditation, perfection of mystic powers, and so on. But one who fully surrenders unto the Lord to render service unto Him, out of spontaneous love for Him, factually assimilates the essence of all knowledge described in the Vedas. One who adopts this method very skillfully attains perfection of life at once. And this perfection of human life is called Brahmagati, or the progressive march in spiritual existence. As enunciated by Srila Jiva Goswami on the basis of Vedic assurances, Brahmagati means to attain a spiritual form as good as that of the Lord, and in that form, the liberated living being eternally lives in one of the spiritual planets situated in the spiritual sky. Attainment of this perfection of life is easily available to a pure devotee of the Lord without his undergoing any difficult method of perfection. Such a devotional life is full of kirtanam, smaranam, ikshanam, and so on, as mentioned in the previous verse. Who remembers the previous verse? So, we should always try to remember what's going on here. It has one word repeated six times, yat, which means, was also in today's verse. Yat means whose. So, yat kirtanam, that's how it started out. That's why Prabhupada is mentioning it here. One must therefore adopt this simple way of devotional life in order to attain the highest perfection available in any category of the human form of life in any part of the world. When Lord Brahma met Lord Krishna as a playful child at Vrindavan, he offered his prayer in which he said, Shreyakritim bhakti mudasyate vibho krishyantiye kevala bodha labdhaye te shamasel kleshala eva shishyate nanya jatashtula tusavagatinam. That's the 10th canto, chapter 14, text 4. Bhakti yoga is the highest quality of perfection to be achieved by the intelligent person in lieu of, for those who are ESL, lieu means instead. In lieu of means instead of. Performing a large quantity of spiritual activities. The example cited here is very appropriate. A handful of real paddy is more valuable than heaps of paddy skins without any substance within. Similarly, one should not be attracted by the jugglery of karmakanda or gyanakanda or even the gymnastic performances of yoga, but skillfully should take to the simple performances of kirtanam, smaranam, and so on under a bona fide spiritual master, and without any difficulty attain the highest perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirashesha Shunyavani Pashyate Deshatarini. Om Agyana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Shapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutakama Padakamalam Shri Guru and Vaishnavangsa. Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanbutam Tangsajivam. Shadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangsa. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate. Tapta Kancha Nagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kopaturubhya Shakripa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gorakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So on Thursday morning, right, you give class, Maharaj, Thursday morning? Yeah. So I was not here because I had to do an online presentation to a high school, Palos Verdes Peninsula High School. It was myself from the BBT, my office, and Naranta from his home, and Rukmini Rajani from her home. The three of us made a presentation online to this high school. And there were 40 students online. And Palos Verdes Peninsula High School is a nice mixture of kids from different areas. There's another Palos Verdes High School, which is all rich kids. This one is a little lower down the economic scale, so there's a nice mixture of kids from different places. And there was one Asian boy, and he asked us, he said he would like us to explain why we converted to become Hare Krishnas. So I explained to him that I was born in a typical Christian household, but I did not convert. I explained to him, you're in high school and you may select math, let's say, as your major in college. There are so many colleges that teach math, but you may choose to go to Harvard or Caltech, but why would you make such a choice? Generally, it's because you like the faculty. They teach better and they give you a better opportunity to learn the subject on a deeper level. So it's the same thing. We all came from different religious or spiritual backgrounds. Maybe some of us were atheists, whatever. But we came in contact with a person presenting a body of knowledge that was attractive. It appealed to us. It showed us that there was answers to the questions that maybe were, not in my own case, were burning in my head since childhood. So that's what attracted me. So here in this chapter, chapter 4 of the second canto, Sutta Goswami informs, in the beginning of the chapter, informs the sages at Naimisharanya that the questions that you're asking me were also asked by Parikshit of his spiritual master, Shukadeva Goswami. So, from the fifth verse up to the ninth verse is a list of the questions that Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami. You can refresh your memory later. And then in the tenth verse, he glorifies his spiritual master that I'm asking you these because I'm confident that you're a pure Brahmana and you know the answers to the questions. In other words, when you have questions that you want answers to, don't go to somebody who cannot answer them. What's the use? You're wasting your time and their time. You don't go to a barber to ask legal questions. You usually either you already know a good lawyer like our Amarendra Das, or you look up online to try to find a good lawyer. You find somebody who knows the subject or the problem that you want to get solved. So similarly, Parikshit is glorifying Shukadeva Goswami as being competent to answer his questions. And then, starting with text number 12, up to text 24, which is 13 verses inclusive. 12 from 24 is 12, but you include, it's inclusive of 12. So there are 13 verses. Shukadeva Goswami is beginning to give the answers to those questions by first glorifying Lord Krishna. So this is also instructive. He's pointing out that the answers are not coming from me. I got these answers in the simple succession from the Lord himself. And not directly. Again, we don't say when somebody asks us something, let me go ask Krishna and I'll come back and tell you. No. Our answers are coming down in the simple succession. Even if you feel within your heart that you're getting the answer, it has to be verified by Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. We never say, I think, in my opinion, like that. So these 13 verses are very, very worthy of diving into very deeply. In his overall answer to Pariksha's questions, which encompasses the entire Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 1 to Chapter 12, Shukadeva Goswami himself references many, many prayers. We already heard the prayers of Queen Kunti, and then we'll hear so many prayers. Gajendra the elephant makes a series of beautiful prayers. So many beautiful prayers are cited in the Bhagavatam. Yet, many of us who read the Bhagavatam, we don't pay close attention to the prayers cited by the speaker of the Bhagavatam. So these prayers, these 13 verses, are very, very important. And we should really try to get into it. So he starts out by showing that he understands who Krishna is. Just like Kunti started her prayers by explaining that she understands that Krishna is inside and outside, that nobody knows him. Alaksha Sehmud, Hajrusha. She explains that she understands who she's talking to. So similarly, Shukadeva Goswami starts the answer by explaining that he understands who Krishna is. Now, there's at least one recording of Prabhupada reciting the entire prayers of Shukadeva Goswami in a very beautiful melody. So that first one, he Namak parasmai purushaya bhuyase chat udbhavastana nirodha lilaya grihita shakti chitayaya dehinam antarabhaya babayana upalakshavartmane. Prabhupada much, much nicer than I can. The prophet sings very nicely. Also plays harmonium, you know, melodiously. You know that. So prophet sings, because this Vedic knowledge is meant to be sung. We kind of just speak it, but it's really meant to be sung. And those who have the adhikar, the training, they can sing it. So prophet would sing these prayers, like he sung the prayers of Queen Kunti. Namaste purusham tvaryam ishwaram prakate param alakshya sarvabhutanam antarabahiravasitam maya javanikachanam. Like that, he sings the whole prayer. So he also sung these prayers, these 13 verses. And if you have it, you should go home and listen to it. It's very, very, again, it touches the heart when you hear prophet sing these prayers. So in that first verse, he's saying that I'm offering my obeisances to Krishna, who for the creation of this material world assumes the three modes of material nature. He is the complete whole who is inside of everyone. He's the complete whole who is inside of everyone. This is worth meditating on when we're dealing with each other and the public at large. We should always remember that Krishna is inside everyone. So you're dealing actually with Krishna. And that should temper the way we deal with each other, the way we deal with the public at large. However, we shouldn't be enamored of somebody's material situation. We shouldn't be illusioned by their how materially powerful they are or beautiful or wealthy or whatever. Because these things are just temporary gifts from the Lord. They don't even realize it themselves, that these are just temporary gifts from the Lord and they're meant to be used in a service. And this is the problem with the society today, is that nobody realizes that their abilities are coming from God and that those abilities are meant to be used in God's service. Just like recently on my Facebook page, I put a picture of Aimbert Prabhu and I explained how we discovered, somebody donated a piano that's out in the parking lot. It's covered with a blue tarp. And Aimbert discovered it and he sat down and he started playing beautifully. So he's got some musical talent. So I'm encouraging him to use your musical talent in Krishna service. Whatever talent we have, we should use in Krishna service. Now, again, sometimes we become enamored of people's material abilities. And we actually start to glorify them, which is not good. Especially now we have this election season coming up. And sometimes devotees get into heat. I hear and I see online heated conversations about this candidate versus that candidate. And this one is better. They're all bad. They're all bad. There's no good choice. And that's already stated in the Bhagavatam. In the Kali Yuga, Shudras in the dress of Kshatriyas will take over the government. And they will simply squeeze the citizens for, Prabhupada said, they're expert at two things, squeezing money out of the citizens in the form of taxes and slaughtering the cow. These are their qualifications. So such persons cannot be glorified, should not be glorified. And if we glorify them, we are putting ourselves in the category of animals. This is already stated in this cant, in this part of the Bhagavatam. Alright? Swabhid Baraho Sakurai, Sangsita Purushak Pursun. Nayat Karna Yatopeta, Jatu Namagadagarcha, that men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, they glorify other men who never hear, in whose ear holes the glorification of Krishna never enters. In other words, if somebody doesn't hear glorification of Krishna regularly, they cannot be glorified themselves. But they're like big dogs, big camels, big asses, like that. And the little dogs, camels, and asses glorify them. So we should not fall into the category of little dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. We should not fall into that category. These people are not praiseworthy in any way, shape, or form. Now, you may think that this one is better, you know, ultimately for the country or set a better atmosphere for Krishna consciousness, whatever. But you don't glorify such persons. They're not, no candidate from any of these parties is glorifiable. Because they're, why? And we're not saying it. Krishna says, Namang duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama. Maya partagana, asram bhavamashita. That anybody who doesn't surrender to me, they fall into four categories. Duskritino. That's the first category. Kriti means merit, when you have some meritorious ability. Duskriti means you use that what should be meritorious for bad purposes. So that's called duskriti. Mudha means a foolish rascal. Naradama, lowest of the mankind. So then Prabhupada said for the last category, but you may, You're calling names, but this person has PhD and they're so knowledgeable. Maya Pertagana. They're real. If they're not taking to the process of devotional service, as mentioned in today, that the highest perfection of life is to be a devotee, to serve the Lord. That's the highest perfection. They don't know that. They're not interested. Don't take my word for it. Approach any of these candidates and say, excuse me, Mr. Whatever, fill in the blank. I would like to just explain to you what the Bhagavad Gita has to say that a leader should do. Oh, I don't have any time for that. At best, they may take a copy of the book and put it on a shelf somewhere. But they're not interested. So anybody who's not interested in Krishna consciousness falls into these categories. They're Duskriti, Mudha, Naradama, or Maya Pertagana. They may appear to be very knowledgeable and give big, big speeches, but if it has nothing to do with Krishna, nothing to do with the process of surrender to Krishna, then that means their real knowledge is covered by illusion. And we cannot glorify such persons. Please don't get into this habit of glorifying big dogs, big camels, big asses. Don't get into this habit and don't fight amongst each other over which candidate is better. They're not good, any one of them. I see online, devotees are arguing with each other. This person, but this person, but he did such and such and he will do such and such. Nonsense. They're all rascals. They're all lords of the mankind if they don't surrender to Krishna. That is our criteria. And to back it up, I was just reading a conversation where Prophet, our God brother Balabhanta, he ran for mayor of Atlanta. He's from the state of Georgia. So he ran. Of course, he didn't win. So then Prophet, in 75, Prophet went to Atlanta and he asked him, so Balabhanta, are you going to run again? And Balabhanta said, Srila Prophet, if it doesn't please you, I will not run. And Prabhupada said, I don't mind as long as it doesn't cost any money. He said, oh, Prabhupada, it won't cost any money. I'll get the money. All I need is a couple of men to help me. So Prabhupada said, yes, you should run. Because two things. It makes you prominent in the public's eye. In other words, Krishna consciousness becomes prominent. People can see. And I like when you blast the opposition. Prabhupada liked it. When these devotees blasted these so-called, leaders. But some or other, we have gotten very timid. Oh, this guy is good and that guy. They're not good. They should be blasted. In a nice way. We're very respectful. We respect everybody, even the ant. But they should be told what's wrong with them. Prabhupada even said it. He said, one day he was laughing. He said, I remember when you were giving a speech. He was running for public office, so he's giving a political speech. And he was speaking Krishna consciousness. And you spoke, Prabhupada said to him, I remember you spoke against smoking. And the opposition guy was smoking, and he became very self-conscious. Because Balabhanta was blessed, saying that, we don't take any form of intoxication, not even cigarettes. Meanwhile, the opposition politician was smoking. So Prabhupada laughed about that. He said, yeah, you caught him. So we should not overlook their bad habits. They're not devotees of Krishna, which means they have bad habits. Anybody who's not a devotee of Krishna has bad habits, and we should not glorify them. We should point out our duty, coming in our sampradaya, following Srila Prabhupada, is to point out. Of course, if you're going to point out other person's material attachments, then you better not be attached yourself. In other words, if you're smoking, you can't go out and speak against smoking. If you're not following these principles, you can't go out and tell people to follow these principles. So we have to maintain our strong spiritual platform that Prabhupada gave us. And then we should go out and tell people plainly, this is what you should do. This is what you shouldn't do. Don't butter them up. And yes, you may use a little flattery. Like Brigapati Prabhu, I've been out on Sankirtan with him quite a bit in the past. And he always asks a person, what do you do? Are you a teacher? Are you a movie star? And whatever they say. Oh, I'm a businessman. Oh, are you a good one? So you butter them up a little bit. But the underlying thing is to give them the book. And when they read that book, they'll find out that they're not good. They'll find out what their faults are. And if they're fortunate, they will hear and they will follow the process of how to become good. This is what Krishna consciousness is all about. So, there's a lot more we could say, but we'll stop here. Gratar Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Maybe if there's one or two questions. Yes, Prem Sankirtan. Yes. Yat Aranam, Yat Ikshanam. I'm forgetting right now. I think it means one who... Fortunate. Yes. Watching. Oh, yeah, well, of course. Iksha. To watch, yeah. Yeah, Iksha. Okay, anything else? All right, Granta Rav Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai.